22, and we welcome you to Discussing the Truth broadcast. I am your announcer, Antonio Green. Our host for this broadcast, well, he's Pastor James A. Dan. Co-host, Minister Kelvin Peters.
Amen.
We have none other than the Minister Milton Dudley on this panel with us as well. Okay, the 19th, you're a day behind, all right. And it is our prayer that God the Father, through Jesus Christ, his Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, will speak truth to your hearts, Pastor James.
Well, praise the Lord, guys.
Praise the Lord, Pastor.
The Lord. Man, thank God for Jesus, brother. Beautiful day, kind of hot outside.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God. Amen. Thank God for a beautiful day, and he allowed us to see another day.
Amen. Yes,
praise God, and kept us safe throughout this day.
Throughout.
We count that as a blessing by ourselves. Amen.
It is a blessing.
Praise God. Milton, how you feel today, baby?
Man, I'm great. I'm blessed, man.
Okay, well, I'm anxious to jump into this broadcast here today, but I don't want to, you know, go past asking God's blessing.
Yeah, don't jump too fast.
Got to have it.
Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Father, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Lord, we come, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thanking you for your word.
Thank you.
Lord, being led by your Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, as we discuss these issues, today's issues.
Speak, Lord.
Lord, about life.
Mm-hmm.
Pro-life. Pro-abortion.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Lord, we searching for your truth.
Yes,
which we know your truth.
Yes, Lord. Lord.
But
yes,
the
Lord.
World is ignoring your truth.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we come to enlighten our people. Mm-hmm. Your people.
Yes, Lord.
About the truth of your word about abortion.
Help us, Lord. Help
Father, we pray for the broadcasting staff here and each and every listening ears out there that's tuned in, that led by your Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
For in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Pray God, brother. Well, we got a hot button issue that we want to deal with today. Praise God. It's all over the place. I don't know where you begin in this kind of broadcast here. But abortion, we deal with abortion. What God says.
Amen. Amen.
God's word. What God's word says about abortion.
Abortion.
And before we get started, though, I want to ask all you guys a question. I want to ask you two questions, matter of fact.
Three questions.
Number one, do you believe a person can be a true believer and believe in the abortion bill here? Do you believe that a person can be a Christian?
A Christian.
A born again Christian and still believe in abortion?
No.
Kevin? I know you're giving some thought.
Yeah.
Most of us giving some thought, I'm sure.
I'm giving it some thought. I'm gonna say yes.
Okay. All right, explain it. Help me with that then.
I believe that salvation is us being forgiven of our sins, not on the notion of us believing or not believing what our views are about abortion.
Okay.
So I believe the saved, the born again experience has to do with the repentance of our sins and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
Okay.
Not particularly what we may believe or not believe concerning a particular social issue.
Okay, so you believe that abortion is not, that would be to say
that if I believe, now of course y'all all know that I'm pro-life.
Yeah,
but to say if I were to, or if a person is pro-choice, that's the reason why he goes to hell. Not because that he sinned against God. So I believe that an immature Christian, he needs to kind of redo his thinking on the abortion issue, but I don't think that's a salvation.
So maybe you believe that a young Christian can possibly hold that stance, but a mature Christian would have to back off that.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
I believe that any Christian mm-hmm. that believes mm-hmm. that abortion is okay is definitely unlearned in God's word. He's definitely immature in his understanding.
Right, right.
But to wage his salvation on it, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, well, you know, there are many people say they are Christians and they are pro-life, but they believe it's a woman's choice. Is that contradictory
to
very much so.
Yes.
Okay, Tony, what you say?
Well, to answer that question, because I think you asked, do mm-hmm. we believe that a person can Christian. Be a true born again believer,
right,
and be pro-abortion or okay. pro-choice?
Right, pro-choice.
I don't think so, because okay. one of the attributes of being a born-again mm-hmm. believer is to be indwelled with the Holy Spirit.
Well, yes, every believer, whether you're immature
right,
or mature.
That's right.
Absolutely. Right. Okay. And to have that point of view, to believe that it's okay in any situation
okay.
to murder.
Okay.
In the word of God, they say, I mean, even being immature, we know thou shalt not. Mm-hmm. We know thou shalt not kill. And once we accept the fact that that's murder, I don't care how you phrase it up or how good you make it sound, you
okay.
know,
okay.
there
okay.
is no situation that would allow me to say, yes, it's okay to kill.
In no situation.
No situation.
Okay, rape or whatever.
No matter.
Situation.
No situation.
Okay, all the way, you're all the way in. Okay. What do you say, Bill? Can you be a true born again believer and yet hold the pro-abortion stance?
It's like this. God is the giver of life.
God is the giver of life. We all agree
and,
that.
You know, his word, you know, it mentions in the book of Romans, his people Israel had the word.
Mm-hmm.
They had the word.
Mm-hmm.
But we as the Gentiles didn't.
Yeah.
But the word was written in our heart to know right from wrong.
Right.
And to do right from wrong. So even being a born again Christian, and like you said, that phrase they use is a woman's body.
Yeah, yeah, her body.
Choice.
Yeah, her choice. Her
body. Reproductive rights and all that.
It is not her body.
Okay.
It's not her body.
She didn't make herself.
She didn't make herself.
Okay. Somebody else made her.
Somebody else.
Lay down.
A creator
okay.
made her.
Okay. Okay.
God, the creator, okay. made her.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, hold on.
Before we go any further,
I'm not saying
that a mm-hmm. mature Christian should not think that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so mm-hmm. you know, now we all should have the mind of Christ.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But yeah. it comes from teaching and understanding.
Yeah.
Well, what about the mm-hmm. I would say, because I can only go about what happened in my life. What about when God truly
mm-hmm.
captured and arrest you when you're truly born again
mm-hmm.
before you I can say this was a fact in my walk with Christ, because a lot of things I had no idea why I felt as I grow and still growing in Christ, I know it was the Holy Spirit protecting me from several different things.
Yeah.
And I think he'll do that with any believer, any born again, especially when we're talking about something as precious as life.
Yeah.
When we
yeah.
know that yeah. God is the giver of life.
Right.
Therefore, he's life and death.
Right.
He's the only one yeah. that can.
Yeah. Okay. But, you know, Kevin, I hear your point.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at the way things are developing today, mm-hmm. And not only abortion, we see the progression of this debauchery, killing babies even now out of the womb. Close to the womb.
Yeah.
Well, shouldn't that by itself wake up every Christian?
Shouldn't that wake up every Christian?
Right. I mean, to back off from that halfway stance or whatever stance you
want
to call it. Should, just seeing the progression of this evil and knowing about the sacrifice of children in the Bible, you don't have to read much Old Testament to find out about that.
That was one of the things that God truly.
But even like what you're saying, what you're saying now, it's true. It should wake up everybody, not only believers, but those that are not saved.
Yeah.
Because think about it, when the little girl about 3-4 years ago here
mm-hmm.
got kidnapped and they found her body.
Mm-hmm. Little cupcake.
Cupcake.
Yeah.
It was horrible to everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
So it wasn't okay to kill a child, mm-hmm. like Pastor saying, even after they're out of the womb.
Okay.
And yeah. so yeah. believers and non-believers.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
because it's
been egregious,
the mind yeah. and the heart of people have been blinded.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's why. That's why.
But there's so many people that say they're Christian and been saved supposedly yeah. for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
But they hope they standing firm on this woman's
body
and it's her choice. And I just cannot understand that
is a flag.
Okay, that's
right. So what you're saying is, yeah. if I'm a Christian, basically what you're saying is, and this is not what you said at first, but basically what you're saying is, if mm-hmm. I'm a Christian, mm-hmm. why am I pro-choice? Okay. I shouldn't be if I'm a Christian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I'm a Christian, I should not be pro-choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
No, I think the question was, can you be?
Can you can be a Christian,
Christian and be pro-choice?
Yeah.
I should be a Christian and pro-choice. I should.
Yeah. Well, the statistics.
But some Christians are pro-choice.
Statistics says that 70% of people in the church, when the poll was taken, says it's a woman's choice. Now, what does that say about the condition, the spiritual condition
of
the
church? Well, that same poll that says that, Pastor, said just took for granted that even 70% of the people in the church are Christians.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So now that's the whole thing.
Okay.
We have to go all the way back to what is a born again believer per the word of God.
Yeah.
What do they do? How do they act? And one of the main things that should jump off the page at us is we follow Christ.
We follow Christ.
We do what He instruct or command us to do.
So if most of them are saying, I believe a woman's right, but I'm against abortion. Now, that's what most of the church folks, the poll said. They'll say they're not for abortion, but it's a woman's right to make the choice.
No. Well, he said, don't the Bible explicitly speak of not just the ones who are committing the sin, not just the ones who are committing the sin, but the ones who are okay with it. As they committed, so they're gonna be just as guilty.
That's
right?
Saying it right. Okay. He's saying you shouldn't kill the baby.
Yeah,
I'm with that.
I'm with that.
Yet you can't take her away from her choice.
You might as well be where you can kill the baby.
But it shows how society has blinded the people with the wording of it to make it two different things. I heard. Can I
go ahead? Go ahead.
I heard Pastor Beaver say that.
Okay.
On the radio.
Yeah.
Pastor Beavers,
the rising star. Yeah,
he said that on the radio. We're talking
it's
about,
sure.
same but pastor.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, we gotta be honest about this and realize that even in situation, I don't know if this is his situation or not, but he have a lot of female congregants who may be okay with that, or who may have expressed that they're okay with that.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't want to lose nobody. You're trying to keep the congregation though.
Yeah. The Holy Spirit.
That has nothing to do with being a Christian.
Right.
How many people following you have nothing to do with being a Christian. But
a Christian,
a follower of Christ, he only believes what Christ believes.
Yeah.
But the way that he worded it.
The way that Beavers worded it.
The way that Beavers worded it was God doesn't rob us of our will. So we shouldn't support the government robbing the women's will of wanting
so
to
take a man murder. He don't quit.
When I heard that, I couldn't believe it. Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Well, God don't rob us of our will, but once you murder, you're a murderer.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like I say, basically, I've never believed in abortion. I mean, before I got saved, I didn't believe in it like that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, it just right out of murder before that was concerned, you know. So I've been trying to understand how people can be saved and still have that kind of mindset, you know.
Well, it puts back to what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
You got the law written in your heart.
Well, when you're like saved,
I'm saved too. To know what is wrong. Okay.
Okay.
You go down the highway speed. Mm-hmm. You know that's against the law.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're going to get a ticket.
Yeah.
Okay. And nobody got to tell you. You know that's the law.
And you automatically slow down.
Right. And see, the survey, what you mentioned, that's that mixed multitude in the church.
Yeah.
That's that mixed multitude.
Half saved, some not saved.
And I understand what Kev was saying about,
In
other words, the maturity and the growth of believers.
Yeah.
But still, it don't take much growth and maturity
to know that's wrong.
To know that's wrong, Pastor. to kill a baby out of the womb in the womb.
At some point, some of these things that we're talking about, especially the issues and where we stand on them, had a big bearing on whether you're truly saved or not. I don't care how long you've been in the church. How little time you've been in the church. That don't matter, because that's not what makes you a Christian anyway.
Right.
We know that. What should be a red flag to each and every one of us, though, is the fact that the uproar didn't get like this until they start talking about stopping you from
overturning it. Right.
That's right. That's when the uproar started.
Yeah.
And even though, like I said, the Supreme Court thing is not a complete abolition of this. It's just giving states the rights. That's all it is. Just giving states. That's dangerous to them. They don't even want that because they got to cross the line.
Cross the line.
You like to hook up at the club on Friday night and straighten it out on Monday morning.
Well, see, that's what it is. You know. It's really not about abortion.
No, not at all.
Abortion is the act of shedding innocent blood, and that's an abomination before God, but it's really me being able to do what I want to do.
Your convenience.
That's what it is.
But what scares me is the progression of this whole situation. Where do it stop at, brother? You think it's going to stop right there?
You think
it's going to stop? No. You know, if they say it's okay to, abort the baby at any time, doing it in the womb, now they talk about outside the womb. Well, what's it going to be? I wanted blue eyes. He got green. He got brown eyes.
Certain gender.
Where is it going to stop at? If you continue to let it progress.
As extreme as that sound, Pastor, we got to realize, to be honest about this thing, that is already happening in some parts of the world.
I'm sure it is.
They had the one child law for the longest.
And now
they're talking about they're not even producing enough to sustain.
So now they're changing that.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but now we got an interesting article here, Kevin, Linda, Lynn Copeland here, and she's the editor and president of Genesis Publishing Group. It's a very interesting article here that I want us to kind of, listen at this and make some comments on it. Is that okay?
Amen.
All right, then, let's read then. What's the subject of it? God's with your mind?
What God's Word says about abortion.
Okay, let's look at it then. Let's look at Lynn Copeland. Okay.
Pro-abortionists try to dehumanize unborn children by referring to them as mere lumps of tissue or products of conception. However, biblically, as well as biologically, you and I are unique human beings from the moment of conception.
True.
The result of conception, which is the product that is conceived, is known as a baby. Scripture and science tells us. In Genesis 25:22, it says that the babies jostled each other within her. Talking about Jacob and Esau. King James says the children.
The children. This is
in Luke 1:41, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb. Some abortion supporters go so far as to claim that early religions did not bar abortion, a claim that is contrary to the truth. God speaks very clearly on the value of the unborn in the scriptures, the basis for both the Jewish and Christian faiths.
No different.
Biblically, as well as biologically, you and I are unique human beings from the moment of conception. Each life is of value. God's word says that he personally made each one of us and has a plan for each life. Jeremiah 1:5, it reads, before I formed you in the womb, I formed you in the womb. I knew you before you were born. I set you apart.
So that means he had a purpose. Is that what you're saying?
A plan.
He had a plan,
for that
child.
Yeah. And that's what makes abortion so egregious, because whenever a baby is conceived, it's from the plan, from the foreknowledge, the sovereignty of God.
Sure.
And to thwart that plan, we deserve judgment for that.
Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead, read.
In Psalms 139:13-16, for you created my inmost being.
Innermost being, that's what he has. Oh, yeah.
You knit me together in my mother's womb. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
unformed. So now at this point, you don't see arms, you don't see.
Unformed.
But they're still a baby, though.
That's right.
Unformed.
Yeah. At the moment of conception.
Still alive.
Right. That's God's word.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, shouldn't the church stand upon that word?
Amen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Amen. Absolutely. That's right. That's why I take the stand that there is no way that a true born-again believer, and it's not my job, or neither do I have any right to pronounce anyone lost or saved, but I do know the Bible instructs us to do what the world said we ain't got no business doing now, and that's judge people by their fruit. By their fruit, and that will tell you a whole lot about that person and where they stand with God.
So when the sperm meets the egg,
there you go, life.
That's like a baby. That's according to the word of God.
Right.
Not to be tampered with. Okay, all right, read it up, man.
Job 10. 8 through 12 reads, your hands shaped me and made me. Did you not clothe me with skin and flesh and knit me together with bones and sinews?
You gave me life.
You gave me life.
All
right. See, that's it.
All right.
God gives life.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with the rape issue. I was on a radio interview earlier this week and called Tony and talked about it. But that's the first thing they go to, rape.
Right.
And Tony told me they really don't want to discuss abortion if they're talking about rape. Mm-hmm. I mean, rape is kind of a trigger that kind of upsets people. But even in the time of rape, God gives life.
How many black kids was conceived
in that
in rape?
Yeah.
It wasn't never reported as rape.
Right. I got you.
It was strong arm tactics.
Absolutely.
It was actually right.
We're by no means okay in that violent act.
Yeah.
You know, we're by in no means saying it's okay for that to happen. But at the same time, it's no more wrong for you to charge the baby with what the parents did.
That's right.
And it is for what that rapist or whatever you want to call him has done.
And a perfect example though. The young lady, she was running for congressman, I think, up in one of the states with Dr. Oz and other guys. She's a product of
rape. Yeah. Yes.
And she mentioned that, you know, while she was doing her politics and all this. She mentioned that she's a product of rape. She said, look at me. Now, I could have been aborted.
Now, the guy said, why would you condone something that evil? And I brought up the point that Tony said about why would you punish the child for the crime of the father?
Yeah.
He said, well, if my daughter was ever to go through that, I would have her kill the baby. And I said, well, what's more evil than that? You killing your grandchild.
That's right. You'll see.
And he hung up. No, what he said was, we're going to agree to disagree. That's what he said.
Yeah, and then hung up on
him. Right.
Well, you know, how many young girls we done strong know?
You're right.
Just
be honest, bro.
Yeah, be honest now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, date rape, at the very least, date rape.
And when they didn't want to, they may have said no.
They may have said yes just to try to get home safe or something.
Oh, yeah. So we got to take all this into consideration.
You're right. That was rape.
All of that.
That's right.
All of that. That's absolutely right. And me personally, I have no problem with it being a woman's choice. But once the act is committed, your choice
is done. No more choice.
Gone.
That's good.
Yeah. Once it's committed.
Your choice is gone. Right. Because God, now you have no more control over anything. Because it's up to God and God only whether life will be produced right there.
And God knew there would be many kids that would be orphans. Did he make a concession for the orphans, to take care of the widows, orphans?
Sure did.
Those kids, the kids that have no...
And already provided.
Oh, he had already. And it's a duty. The church has a duty to be there instead of building big buildings and trying to, you know, keep up with the Joneses. Ought to be helping the orphans.
Another thing, there's plenty of parents out there to look into a doctor.
Oh, God.
They don't want to. They don't want to.
They want to acknowledge that.
They want to acknowledge that.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And they make it so hard.
Yeah.
For a person to get to you know, the bureaucracy side of it,
yeah,
and
yeah,
make
yeah.
it so hard for you to bring in a child into your home. You got the means, you got the room, you got everything for that child, but they make it almost impossible.
Well, you got to kill the baby. You got to kill the baby because that's a rape demon kid.
That's what he's saying.
I know that's what he's saying.
No, that's what the interviewer said.
Yeah, demon. Yeah,
you demon. He said that the boy will be a problem, the child will be
not
a problem.
And it's not necessarily true.
And then the family said that.
Who else said that? Margaret Singer said that. She said the same thing. She said that they're doing the black people a favor because they would only be
grow up to be criminals,
in poverty, and right.
They would be not be able to contribute intellectually to society.
Worthless eaters.
No good. No
worthless eaters.
We grew up in poverty.
Yes.
Well, they've already decided that. I mean, your whole walk of life, you ain't no way for you to climb out this gut.
Brother, let me tell you something. Listen to me. I don't know what took place between my mama and my daddy, but I know that it wasn't nice because she hated him forever. Mm. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they didn't want me to even associate with him at all. So something took place during that time. She's 16 years old. He's 19 or 20.
Right.
You know, so something took place during that time. You understand what I'm saying? But thank God she had enough God in her and my granddaddy to make sure that this baby is born and taken care of.
Well, Pastor, see, a lot of situations, we don't know what happened, a lot of people got here, whatever. I mean, we really don't. But one thing that we do know.
What we do know.
If life. Was the product of whatever happened there, then that was God's will.
That was God's will. Okay.
That was God's will.
So not regardless of the circumstances, it was God's will that the baby, if the baby's born.
If there's a baby there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because every relationship, sexual relationship,
don't end in pregnancy. No, that's right. That proves that God gives life. That's the whole thing.
Okay.
Seeing that argument, just like the guy used on you, bro, you know that's a red herring.
Right.
Because when you get to talking about the percentage, which is, they're so minute, you have to search hard to find them. Less than 1%.
People ain't going to Planned Parenthood for no rape.
No.
They're going for birth control.
And you got to, seeing God gives birth. But now we know sin is in the whole within our bodies, right?
Everyone.
Okay, but now you got 100 sperm raking toward one egg.
And one you done.
And one. And some of them messed up.
Right.
All of sin, all of them ain't helping.
Right.
All of them ain't helping. Huh? But God just saw fit for me and you
to make it. That's right.
They come out.
We hit the target.
Yeah, that's him right there.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, and the beauty in that is it wasn't the act, whatever the act was that was committed, that made God mind up, because His word said before the foundation of the
world. Right, it was already ordained.
That I
come into
that's
this
right. world. That's right.
To do what I'm doing right now, what we're doing right now.
Amen.
Okay, Kevin, let's go a little farther then.
This is what the Lord says.
Okay.
This is Isaiah 44 and 2. This is what the Lord said. He who formed you in the womb.
Okay.
Genesis 1:27 says, "Did not he who made me in the womb make them? Did not the same one, because man is made in God's own image."
Okay.
Each life is of great value to God.
We believe that.
Children are a gift from God. That's Psalms 127.
Well, society has turned that. So you know what I'm saying? Now children are a burden.
Yeah.
Only if you can afford them or if you have achieved such a status.
Well, scientists said that he's not going to be able to see. He's going to be deaf, dumb, whatever. Yeah. So now you need to terminate it. Unless you have to deal with that kind of problem.
Yeah, you won't be able to get your career, finish your career.
Right. Okay, go ahead, Kevin.
He who even calls our children his own.
Yeah, God does.
You took your sons and daughters, whom you bore to me, and sacrificed them.
You slaughtered
my children.
Well,
Ezekiel 16.
Would abortion be kind of like a slaughter?
Yeah, it's murder. Yes. Yes.
No, I know.
It's murder.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever seen it? The actual act?
Yes, we have.
I mean, come on now. You.
Here's a baby fighting for their life.
Yeah.
To try to avoid those instruments.
Yeah.
And God has given us the technology
to see that,
to see it vividly.
And yet they still how do you hold fast to that kind of stance, though? That's what I'm talking about, Kevin, about the believers. I understand your point about the immature.
Yeah, right.
But you might have been saved today, but if you see that,
It'll change your mind. We saw it here.
It should, but some it don't.
Some it don't. What doesn't bother me. And they supposedly have been saved for years and years, and they've seen that, but yet they still hold to the woman's choice.
Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, Pastor, that's a problem.
Okay.
That is a flag. That's a problem.
Okay.
But in my mind, to go as far as saying you are not saved because you condone that, I just can't. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we about that part. We don't know who's saved.
Can't any of us do that? Pronounce one lost to save.
No, that's not our job.
But that is.
That's a flag.
It's a problem.
Yes.
And I think I have a duty to say that
confront it. Right.
That doesn't exhibit
the fruit of a believer.
Right.
Right. I mean, I agree with
it. And talk about seeing the baby. You know, in the womb. I think on one of the shows it talks about how some women have changed their mind about abortion.
Oh,
absolutely. When they see another sign, that's right.
They changed their mind.
That's right.
Because that's life.
A lot of the pro-life pregnancy centers use that as one of their tools to minister to the women that come there. You know,
and I think the average person going to change their mind after they see that, unless there are some real issues
going on now.
With their lives. Go ahead, Kevin.
I agree.
Okay.
Taking innocent life is murder.
That's what the author says here. Right.
The Bible says our Creator, in His hand is the life of every living thing.
Amen. Okay.
And the breath of every human being.
There you go.
That's Job 12:10.
That's nail on the head. That's mic drop right there.
Yeah, it should be mic drop.
Yeah, for a sensible person, that is.
Yeah, it is. That's right.
Jeremiah 7:6 says, God, the giver of life, commands us not to take the life of an innocent person.
Mm-hmm.
Do not shed innocent blood. Jeremiah 7:6.
Mm-hmm.
And he warns us, cursed is the man who accepts a bribe to kill an innocent person.
Mm-hmm.
That's Deuteronomy 27:25.
Mm-hmm.
The sixth commandment written in stone by the finger of God you shall not murder.
That's what I said. New believer, if he don't know nothing else, he know that. You know that.
Okay, a killer can kill 5-6 people, and yet they don't see where he should be
forfeit his life.
But the baby hadn't hurt nobody.
That's the word that get me. That's the word that get me. In the scripture.
Innocent.
It's innocent.
Yeah.
Innocent. The word innocent.
Just don't say it again. But see, Mike on that.
But that's that's demonic. You know, you got some demonic activity at play here. You know, in the minds of these people.
Well, see, that's where the spiritual thing come from those who condone it.
Yeah.
It has to be something spiritually wrong with your mindset
to
understand abortion.
Yeah.
The Bible has already explicitly spoken about the Moloch worship. And what God's people were doing back then at that time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how he felt about it.
And how when we say how we follow the word of God explicitly, what God intended and calls for us to follow his word.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
That's right.
So how can we,
this is in sample, as the Bible say, for us.
Okay.
For us. So if God didn't like it then.
Okay. Oh, he don't like it now. Mm-hmm.
Lord. And so then the numbers are so astronomical, y'all.
So you admitting that the pregnancy is going to disrupt your life, or you made a mistake, or whatever the case might have been.
You ain't like the daddy for real.
So what? Yeah, all kind of, you know. But so you come to the conclusion: the best thing to do is to remedy this problem
and
get rid of it forever.
No, that's what you think.
Mel shared with me a video where the guy was asking the question, when do you think abortion is okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Abortion is okay
when?
Nobody could answer the question.
They couldn't answer.
Because abortion is a selfish act.
It is.
And a lot of them changed their mind about abortion.
Okay.
After the question was put to them.
Okay.
There's no convenient time to ever have an abortion.
That's right.
No. You can't cover up what was most would call a mistake with another mistake.
Amen. Okay.
Well, usually you have so many other variables.
Which we don't believe are a mistake.
Right? No, you have so many other variables in line when it comes to this abortion deal. See, and you're taking away my ability to freely commit adultery.
Yeah, right.
And cover it up. Yeah. You know, to freely do things, to commit other sins before, you know, before this my cover up for other sin.
Yeah.
And you top it off with murder.
The only way to get out of it is to confess and repent. If you're not gonna confess and repent, you gotta cover up with another sin. All sin, I mean, to hide a lie is to lie again.
Yeah.
Okay. The only way to get out of it is to confess it and repent.
Yeah. Okay. That's God's way.
Yeah. Right.
That's God's way.
Yeah.
Of dealing with
it. Anything other than that. You just add more sin.
You adding on to it.
Okay. Read, Dr. Kevin.
The unborn baby is undeniably alive and growing.
Okay.
And taking its life is clearly murder.
Yeah.
And we call it murder because it's the taking of innocent life.
Right.
As the prophet Jeremiah points out, he did not kill me in the womb, and my mother as my grave.
Now think about that. That's your casket.
Boy, that's ugly. They say the most dangerous place is the black man.
That's sad too.
No protection. Nobody to protect.
Nobody to stop.
Yes, sir.
God vowed to punish those who ripped open the woman with child. That's Amos 1:13.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He's some good scripture.
Oh yeah.
In ancient Israel, the unborn child was granted equal protection in the law.
The unborn,
right. If he lost his life, the one who caused his death must lose his own life.
Yeah. But you can kill five people out of a cold-blooded murder, and then you want me to feed him for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Instead of doing what God says, you take a man's life, you forfeit your own life.
Amen.
How many people we got sitting in jail, we've been feeding for 20, 30 years. Because they won't take care of the business like God. God have put them in charge of
to do his law.
The government to do
And then look, what's sadder than this? You can walk into an abortuary or a murder clinic and freely get rid of your baby.
Yeah.
But if I'm out here drinking and driving and hit your wife and she pregnant, I'm charged with two murders. So they letting you know they acknowledge the fact.
That's good.
If I kill a pregnant woman today, I'm going to get charged with two.
That's right.
But yet she can go downtown
and kill herself with nothing.
You see the hypocrisy in that?
Yes,
man.
Bro.
Well, the man was right.
Yeah.
What's that?
You speak with a falcon tongue.
Yes.
That's a man say you can't trust
That's right.
Go ahead, Doc. Finish it up now.
If me and a fighting hit a pregnant woman and she gives birth prematurely, but there is no serious injury,
right?
The offender must be fined. But if there's serious injury, you are to take life for life.
Is that clear? That's the Bible.
That's clear.
That's the Bible. Go ahead. Is there more now?
Pro-choice. Yeah, pro-choice, but he tells us clearly the only acceptable choice to make.
Okay.
I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life. So that you and your children may live.
Choose life. Amen.
Choose life. That's God's word.
That's God's word.
If we believe God's word, this issue answers itself.
Amen. Let me read a little bit of another article here. We got a few minutes here. This article here by Mike Adams, Wednesday, it was published Wednesday, May 4th. It's pretty current here. And Fight for Abortion, Radical Left suddenly rediscovers the gender of women.
It's good.
Good concept.
But wants to exploit women to justify violence against the infants. Okay, Natural News is almost too hilarious to cover in a serious tone. The same radical left-wing nut jobs who have been screaming for the last 2 years about how there is no such thing as a woman, while demanding biological men should have access to women's sports, locker rooms, public restrooms, are all suddenly now claiming Women's rights must be respected by all.
What is a woman?
Yeah, but at the same time,
I can't answer that in this context, man.
Politically, I can't
answer that in this context.
It exposed my political leanings. Go ahead, Cam. You gonna say something?
Yeah, I'm just saying it's hypocritical that they don't know what a woman is, but yet they want a woman to have her choice to abort a baby.
Well, how can a woman this woman today was being inducted into a position in our government, a high position, okay. And she was asked the question, can a man give birth to a baby? And she said, yes. Now, she figured to be paid $170,000 a year on a job that we're going to pay for. And she say a man can have a baby. Now, see what if Donna gave an answer like that a few years back, they want to know what I was smoking. You know, I mean, what kind of
popular thing for trans men. A trans man is a woman that has transferred over to a man. They're having babies. Now, that's the most hypocritical thing against this movement, because we all know only women can have babies.
Yeah.
But yet they take a trans man with a beard and all that and make him look as if he's a pregnant man when she's proving that she's actually a woman. Only women can have babies.
Have we been invaded by the aliens?
Yes,
the body snatchers?
Yes, yes, they're here. You know, and then they're using what people are calling celebrities. You saw the basketball player, Dwayne Wade. The one that young kid that they're pushing out there You know, they keep him in the news every chance they get. Yeah. They won't refer to him as nothing but she. Mm-hmm. And now she's got a boyfriend, and it's a little girl who says she's a boy.
Why don't they just go back to reverse and be straight?
Come on, man.
My mama told me to stop watching that Twilight Zone.
Yeah, right.
She told me that.
Well, you ain't watching it now. You living it.
You living it. Okay, let's go a little further, y'all. When the left wants to mass murder babies, suddenly women count again. Hmm. You know why? Because it would sound totally stupid to claim to be fighting for abortion rights for men.
This is a good argument.
Okay, even though that's exactly what the left believe, that men might need abortions too. So they use women as a kind of human shield to justify the carrying out of medical violence against infants and unborn children. The left's utterly incoherent ramblings on biology completely discredit any argument they have about women or abortion.
That's right.
Period.
That's
amen. Right. Praise God. Okay, the shrieking, howling, and the sheer stupidity of the left has become utterly incoherent. No one can make sense of any of it, including themselves. What was once a movement of people who protested against war, Big Pharma, Monsanto, censorship has now become the party of shrieking lunatics who demand the silencing of their political opposition.
There you go.
And the mandatory showing of Big Pharma's Big Pharma's vaccines into everybody's body, the unfettered right to mass murder their own babies at will, even after they are born alive.
Yeah.
Post-birth abortion. Now legal in several
U.S. states.
Legal in some states.
Yeah, several U.S. states. Post-birth abortion, yes.
Yeah.
It all begs the obvious question. If biology isn't real, then why can't pregnant Democrats simply self-identify as people who are no longer pregnant?
Yeah, why not? Why not? If we're going to do all the rest of it.
That's it. Why do they need access to actual abortion services at all? I mean, these are the same people who have infected medical schools with woke delusions, like teaching young doctors to provide a cervix examination to biological
men. How you do that? I'm trying to see one of them. A cervix examination to a biological man.
I'll tell him I got to call a hole in it for if I can find out.
Oh, that's right. That's crazy.
Okay, sir, we'd be happy to examine your cervix. This is what it said. If you would just move that scrotum. Okay, to the woke morons, you see, everything is imaginary except murdering babies.
Good.
That's real.
Yeah.
And that's demanding. They can't just pretend to have killed their baby. They actually want to carry out the act and celebrate it.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Celebrate it.
You've been seeing them on TV here the last couple of weeks since this thing the so-called leak supposedly, and that's just a whole nother show.
That's
a whole nother show. But ever since that, you've been seeing people on TV shout loud and proud. One woman on TV, y'all see her standing somewhere up in front of the Supreme Court, said she wish she knew who the leaker was so she can find him, make mad passionate, y'all know what, with him, get pregnant, and kill the baby.
She wanted to kill the baby before they even say it's birth control. That's what she said. They can't just pretend to have killed that baby.
They actually want to carry out the act and celebrate it. That's because many of them are Satanists and demon infested. I believe that, brother.
That's true.
Anti-human monsters who are all in on grooming children they haven't killed first. There you go. There you go. Can't reproduce. Gotta recruit. Gotta recruit.
Recruit more killers.
That's it. Can't reproduce, so you gotta recruit.
They revel in the repeated killing of their own unborn children, and their access to abortion has become their dark, demonic religion.
Yeah.
A religion.
That's what it is.
As Tucker Carlson explained, the left is terrified that millions of black babies might finally live instead of being slaughtered in abortion.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead, Tucker.
Yes.
Another mic drop.
That's it. Somebody better wake up. Somebody here woke him, right?
Yeah.
Watch the baby murdering lip tarts. Demand that everyone burn it all to the ground if Roe versus Wade gets overturned. Profanity warning. And here's a video from last night showing how pro-abortion protesters who demanded legalized violence against unborn babies are carrying out their peaceful protest by smashing police cars and threatening even more violence.
How did they change the Constitution from us having the right to assemble to us having the right to tell your stuff up because I don't like what you say? Well, that's all they don't even say the right to assemble. It don't say nothing about protest.
Well, it's only right when a certain party is doing
it. Depending on what you believe.
That's what's right. Well, of course, they resort to violence since their demand for abortion rights is a demand for legal protection for murderous violence against children. Let there be no mistake. People who will commit medical violence against their own unborn children will also commit violence against everyone.
There you go.
That is. That's it.
If you'll kill your baby in the womb.
That's right. Who won't you kill? Who won't you kill?
I thought it like that.
They are admitted would-be child murderers, which means they've already crossed the line into much larger scale violence aimed at anyone they don't like. Insanity beyond description. Midwives being taught that a birthing person might deliver a baby through their penis.
Man, come on, we can throw that down now. Hey, that the thought of that right there, dude, you know what I'm saying?
That's insane.
Is that insanity, my brother?
That's insanity, man.
But see, it's all about the words, the redefining thing, Pastor, because once you make the transition to being a man, then I guess your genitalia changed too, even though that ain't what it is, that's what you having a baby with. You know? This is crazy.
A little bit more. I'm going to watch your language, you know.
Please.
Meanwhile, as News Punch has reported, midwives in Scotland are being taught that men can get pregnant. In Scotland now.
In Scotland.
This ain't just America, y'all.
Yeah.
Huh? This thing now, this ain't America. This is America. Can men get pregnant, give birth to children, and that when such magical things occur, they might have to deliver their baby through blah, blah, blah. Okay. Yes, this is the actual state of medical education in our
Wotard.
Not retard.
Right. Wotard.
Our Wotard word. Heavily populated by mental. I believe that.
That's what it is.
I do believe it. The institution is on the outside. Huh? The people on the Indians do not be running the government. And the group up there now ought to be.
I mean, they not really made that swap. They're not really made that swap.
They'll slip them in there.
You're a little behind now, bro. You're a little behind.
For those of you reading this who are men, if you will examine your blah, blah, blah for just a moment, you will quickly realize there's no way a baby can come through there.
No.
Not unless you had some sort of horrific accident while trying to Oh boy.
Unless you get blowed up on a landmine.
Good luck with that. Yeah, okay. It goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway. Anyone who thinks a man can get a bird is mentally ill and probably in dire need of urgent psychiatric care. I believe that.
I agree.
Remember, too, that these same lunatics have just set up a ministry of truth, disinformation government board.
Yeah.
And claim to have a monopoly on truth
yeah.
and facts. Indeed, they believe in the fact that a man can get pregnant and give birth, blah, blah, blah. If you disagree with that that lunacy, you just might be a national security threat. They're going to jail us for this. Even the fact checkers have confirmed the fact that men can give birth. Is that right?
Mm.
Yes, it's completely insane.
Insane.
But that's the point. Remember that when you hear these shrieking, howling lunatics claim they have some sort of right to mass murder their own babies because a woman's, something, ask all the real women on the women's team across America if leftists dignified women. The truth is, the left hates the very concept of women and has been fighting like mad to destroy womanhood, motherhood, and anything related to female gender. They even hate the concept of Mother's Day and Mother's Milk.
Yeah.
Woo. What you gonna call the milk then?
Mother's Day and Mother's Milk.
Baby, well, ain't no such thing as baby.
It's just day.
Never surrender. Oh boy, we just is we just about through?
That's the last one.
Okay. Never surrender the shrieking delusional murderers or libtards who despise women and children. Now these shrieking libtards think their answer to the Schroeder's draft decision to protect our lives is to escalate their screaming, violent, arson, act of destruction, and sadness. Acts that characterize what the left has become in America. That's true. Mm-hmm. Which is a highly marvel mindless morons who almost all took vaccine suicide shots, then changed their social media logos to the Ukraine flag, and now have decided that Schroeder is the newest target of their contrived hate. Mm-hmm. Hatred is the weapon of choice of the intolerant left, even as their cities pretend they are inclusive and they are diverse. The only real diversity demonstrated by these erectile monsters is the equal opportunity to murder babies of all colors, but especially the black babies.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Who traditionally have been targets of the abortion murder factory since day one. The very founder of Planned Parenthood, as you may know, once referred to blacks in America as human weeds. And all to use abortion to achieve depopulation of black Americans. Have no illusion about what these people really want when they demand the right to commit medical violence to end the lives of the future children of the world. They want everyone to die. They are members of a demonic death cult. I believe with all my
heart. Like I said, prove them wrong.
Prove them wrong.
That's a good
one. Prove them wrong.
How can you say out of your mouth that you really believe a man can give birth and not be demonic? Watching too much Star Trek.
I don't believe they need that on Star Trek.
Twilight Zone.
Yeah, the female alien.
It was a girl alien.
Hey, watch it now. They may change that.
Can't be summing up, brother. We're going to continue this on Boys
Yes,
on
yes. I love my pastor. And my pastor at the beginning of this podcast asked, can a born again Christian?
Okay.
You truly a confessed born again believer.
Bloodwise. Sanctified.
Can you be pro-choice, meaning you condone abortion?
Condone abortion. Mm-hmm.
And I say that if you do, you really need to examine your fellowship with the Lord.
Okay.
You really need to check your heart with the fellowship about God and his leading, because the fruit of God's children is that we choose life.
Mm-hmm.
The fruit of God's children is that it's God's will, not our choice and what we want to do with our body.
Okay. That's good. Okay.
The fruit of that is that we follow his word and will, not what we feel we should do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really believe that you can be pro-choice, you really need to check your heart. That's what I say today.
Amen. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Amen. That's good. That's good, bro. And listen, this may sound a little political today or whatever, but we're talking about what the Word of God
says. Right. Yeah, we just read.
Says about an issue that we're living out today.
Yeah,
we're in the midst of this, and at some point, we're gonna have to make a stand, y'all. Yeah. If that hadn't already hit your doorstep, it's on, open your door because it's on the way. Yeah. It's on the way, and we have to stand on what the Word of God says. As born again believers, we must say what God has already said. Amen. If you hadn't set your mind, the Bible tells us to set our affection.
That's right.
Set your mind on you will stand with the truth of God's Word. Then I don't know what to tell you. Like the brother said a few minutes ago, you need to truly examine yourself.
That's right, right, man.
You know, the Word of God in Proverbs, as I mentioned, God hates to shed the innocent blood.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think about, you know, our little grandbaby. She just turned 2 years old.
Ooh, you can't even think of it now.
And, man, you know, she's one of the animals of my life.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, to take a life like that, you know, in the womb or out of the womb, that's horrific. Mm-hmm. That is lunatic.
Yeah. Lunatic. And I would just say this here, Kevin, if it's possible that a young believer can be led with this movement, this wave of ignorance and doctrine, if they can for a minute be led astray, and this minute has turned into years and years, and they hadn't, Lord, they hadn't whipped them out the frame yet. As many as I love our chickens, then I know we got a problem somewhere. Right. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. Let's pray now. Father, bless you. We thank you, Lord, for this time. Now, Lord, we pray, Lord, that something has been said, Lord, to touch the hearts of those that are standing on the wrong side of this issue, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we pray in Jesus' name the Holy Spirit might move and bring truth forward into this world, into the hearts of your people. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.